Welcome to the Chari Center Health and Wellness Show, a heart-centered program where science meets advanced natural approaches for better living. Join Dr. Rupa Chari, MD, an integrative medical doctor, and her brother, Deepak Chari, MS, a mind-body transformation expert, as they share insights to support your well-being, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Each week, you'll discover simple, practical lifestyle tips, empowering tools, and mind-body strategies to help you feel more energized, yet calm and vibrant. From losing weight naturally to sleeping better, feeling calmer, improving your digestion, mood, and hormone balance, this show helps you feel more vibrant, youthful, and truly at your best. Tune in to the Chari Center Health and Wellness Show on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station.
Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And back with me is Dr. Rupa Chari. She is actually my personal physician. I'm very healthy, thanks to Dr. Chari. I've spoken about that on the show before, and she's here to tell us all about microplastics. Before we dive in, Dr. Chari, just give a brief background, if you would, for our audience who may not have seen any of our previous videos together.
Absolutely, Peggy, and thank you. It's wonderful to be back. And this is such an important topic. And as Peggy was mentioning, my name is Dr. Chari, and I'm a medical doctor and practice integrative and functional medicine. And I focus on women's health, particularly women over the age of 45, to help them balance their hormones, lose weight, reverse the aging process, and be in their best health ever using the most advanced natural remedies and solutions.
And that's the key word, is natural. So friends, let me just put it out on the table right now. Dr. Chari and I met back in 2020 because we were of like minds. I think you can understand where I'm coming from, different webinars, and that's how we got to know each other. So this has been several years along the line, and you've helped me identify some food sensitivities and some lifestyle habits that have actually helped me thrive. And friends, I don't know that much about the microplastics. I'm hearing about it a lot. So I said, Dr. Chari, please come on the show, set the record straight. We'll talk about this from a natural approach. And then friends, I want you to stay tuned, because she has 17 tips on how to deal with that. So we're going to get to the tips very shortly, but let's get a little bit of background. And I had a couple of questions exactly like, what are microplastics and how do they get into our body anyway?
Yes, this is now becoming such an important topic and more people are talking about it, but still more awareness needs to come across. So it's wonderful, Peggy, that you're doing the show on this very, very critical topic, actually. So microplastics, you can think of them as very small plastics. And that means they can be anywhere from a nanometer, which is like a billionth of a meter, all the way up to 5 millimeters. So it can be up to, let's say, the size of a sesame seed or head of a eraser. So these are very tiny, and we're exposed to it everywhere. It's in the air we breathe. It's in the food we eat. It's in the water we drink. It's in our soil. We can't avoid it. None of us can avoid it. But there's many things that we can do to be proactive. But it's very important to know, and this is a little bit of a heavy topic, because when we're understanding more and more of what these microplastics can do and why the awareness is so important, shockingly, recent studies have shown that it's, you know, definitely present in our blood, but it's also present in breast milk and in the placenta. And now, and it's in all of the organs as well, our heart, our liver, our kidneys, and especially our brain. In fact, the brain accumulates the greatest amount of microplastics compared to any of the organs, maybe up to 7 to 30 times more than the other organs. And it's even been said that the average person has about 7 grams of plastic in their brain.
It is shocking to think about that, and that nobody is really eating plastic, but nobody is intentionally ingesting this. No. So we're getting it in the air, in the food, and it's shocking to hear that it's passed through breast milk. I mean, that, and it's in our brain.
Exactly. And they say that we're eating at least a credit card's worth of plastic every week.
Wow.
So this is very significant, because you know, it wasn't talked about much because a lot of people didn't know about it, and even the scientists, you know, but now it's really being shown that we need to be aware. But I want everyone to know, I'm going to be speaking about some of the effects that we need to be aware of with the microplastics, but there's solutions as well.
Yeah. So what are those? Like, how would you know if you're being affected by that or environmental toxins in general?
So the symptoms, Peggy, can be oftentimes very subtle. And, you know, because we're exposed to so many toxics, microplastics, heavy metals, and the list seems to go on and on and on, sometimes it can be hard to differentiate. But it can show up as from anything like, let's say there's a lot of microplastics in the brain. It can then show up as brain fog, as fatigue. You know, it can literally cause inflammation in our brain. It can lead to weight gain. It can lead to hormone imbalances. And the reason the microplastics are so damaging is, on one hand, they can lodge into our arteries and our tissues and our organs, but they also act like little sponges. And by that, I mean, they can literally absorb pesticides. They can absorb heavy metals, and they can absorb what are called these endocrine disrupting chemicals known as xenoestrogens, which can really create havoc with our hormonal system. They absorb all of these terrible toxins on top of they themselves, the microplastics, being so toxic themselves. And because they're so small, being able to be lodged everywhere.
So that's like a double whammy.
Exactly. A huge double whammy. And that's what we need to be aware of.
You know, I have a large part of my audience is comprised of women. And so I know they're concerned about this in terms of hormone balance. How does the microplastics, how do they impact them?
Yes. So because they're absorbing all of these heavy metals and pesticides and these toxic forms of estrogen known as xenoestrogens, xenoestrogens can either mimic our hormones like estrogen, or they can block them. So especially when women are, as it is, going through the change of life with their cycles, with their periods, you know, perimenopause and then menopause where the periods stop. As it is, we're going through waves in our hormones, but this just throws everything into greater imbalance. And so what happens is women can have even greater hot flashes and night sweats and trouble sleeping at night and mood swings and weight gain, especially around the middle with the belly fat. All of these symptoms can be made much more amplified, much worse, and can be incredibly even more frustrating. So that's why it's important to really address what they are and how to clean them out of our bodies.
Yeah, because that brings me to a question is, can we just assume that we have that, or are there, you know, I don't know if there are tests for that, or we have to consider that as one of the causes of these ills?
Yes, we can assume that pretty much everyone has, to some degree, microplastics in their blood and in their organs. And unfortunately, this is with all ages as well. And we can do things to minimize it, but we actually have to assume that we have it. And I do testing in my office to actually find out the degree of the toxins, and then so we can kind of track that as well. But it's important to know that if we just assume we have it, then we'll be proactive to do something about it.
Well, I am curious when you say that we have like about a credit card's worth of microplastics, you know, that we're ingesting every week and they found it in breast milk and so forth. Do they see it, or is this like a blood analysis, or how do they know? Is it the molecular composition of plastic that shows up that's out of range for our normal blood values, or do they see pieces of plastic? I mean, if they're so tiny, I'm curious how that.
Absolutely, Peggy. Well, you know, it's too small to see it with our naked eyes, honestly. And so, but there's blood tests that we can do that can actually show, you know, some of the chemicals that are coming off of these microplastics. And along with, it's very important to also detect the heavy metals that are present in our bodies as well. So we can track and see with different protocols how those numbers can come down. And that's what's very encouraging.
All right. So, you know, I always hear not to drink out of bottled water, and certainly don't leave your plastic bottle of water in the sun or in a heated car or something, because that can also break down the plastic. So a lot of people, like I've got a glass of water, a lot of people know not to drink out of plastic bottles. But is that really a major source of the microplastics?
Yes, Peggy. Actually, drinking water from these plastic bottles is one of the worst offenders of these microplastics. And I'm going to give you a statistic here that says that research has shown that a single liter of plastic bottled water can contain over 240,000 plastic particles, most of which are nano or very tiny sized plastic particles. Over 240,000 plastic particles in 1 liter of plastic bottled water. And, you know, people drink that all the time. And just as you were saying, in the car, they're leaving them in the car. And with the heat on top of that, with the sun, all of that is being leached into the water. And so that's why, just as you are having your glass water, a cup there, I have this in my stainless steel container. So always, my friends, they need to use glass, just like you're doing, Peggy, or stainless steel. But please, please avoid these plastic water bottles, because they're one of the worst offenders of all time.
Well, that is a simple step that everybody can take. I love the stainless steel, tumblers, and I will take that in my car. It actually keeps the water, you know, nice. It doesn't get hot if it's sitting there. So yeah, definitely reduce the plastics. I think a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of that. And, you know, it makes me think about, you're drinking that, and we've spoken a lot on this show about the importance of your gut health, your immune functions and your brain function and basically energy production, if I recall correctly. That is all greatly impacted by the gut and your digestion. So I think you've said that your health begins in the gut. So what about microplastics and our digestive tract?
Peggy, this is another critical area that we need to discuss, is because your health in general is determined by the health of your gut. And the ancients knew this over 5,000 years ago. That's why they said that the first step towards getting a healthy body is having a healthy digestive system. And so now, with everything we're exposed to now, including microplastics, let alone the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, and et cetera, and all the different pathogens and bugs, this is a new list that we have added to our plate. And because these microplastics are very irritating to our tissues, they're not normal, they're not natural, our body doesn't recognize them as such, and they can even go into our immune cells and create havoc in our immune cells. And now our gut is where at least 75% of our immune system resides. That's where our immune system lives. It's our first line of defense from whatever we eat, whatever we drink. So whenever these microplastics, which are very small, very irritating to the lining of our gut and our organs in general, so they can literally create these little holes in our gut and create leaky gut all on their own. And then that will also cause then food that's not completely digested to go back into the bloodstream. It'll cause bugs in your digestive system to go into your bloodstream and create more havoc. It'll cause your immune system to become overactive. And then, so then microplastics can contribute definitely to autoimmune conditions, skin conditions, eczema, different allergies as well. And definitely then the hormone disruption and creating, again, estrogen dominance, like, which is high levels of toxic forms of estrogen. And so then the liver has to work overtime, as do all the detox organs. They say, oh my gosh, something else we need to clear from our bodies here. And so food sensitivities, digestive problems, bloating, all of these different digestive symptoms can also be contributed to by these microplastics, or caused by these microplastics on top of everything else.
Are you a woman over 40 and you've been struggling to lose weight, especially that stubborn belly fat? And you may have tried so many different diets, and you may have even lost some of the weight, but you only regained it back? I know how frustrating it can be, because I've gone through this personally myself. Hi, my name is Dr. Chari, and I'm a medical doctor with a specialty in internal medicine and an integrative medical practice at the Chari Center of Health for over 20 years. And what that means is that I have a holistic approach to health, to help you lose weight, especially that stubborn belly fat, have more energy to keep up with your loved ones, and balance your hormones naturally, safely, and effectively to boost your metabolism. And my gift to you is a complimentary 15-minute medical consultation. All you need to do is click on the link and it'll take you to a page where you can schedule your complimentary 15-minute medical consultation. And we can do this by phone or by Zoom. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking with you.
If you're ready to lose stubborn weight, balance your hormones, and feel like yourself again, Dr. Chari's advanced natural approach can help. Because you deserve real results without drugs, without injections, and without side effects. To learn more or to schedule your free 15-minute consult with Dr. Chari, visit charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You know, when you talk about the liver as one of our primary organs of detoxification, I always have this image of an overworked individual in the mailroom. And like everything is, you know, just being dumped on him and he's trying to figure out where to put it, you know, what system these nutrients or anti-nutrients, you know, where they need to go. So when I think about those microplastics, it's like another avalanche of, in this case, like inorganic material that really has no function in the body other than to disrupt these functions. So you spoke about the hormones and some of these symptoms that we might be experiencing and not being able to put a finger on. And I know there are people in my audience, women in particular, because you've been on our show before and you've been in our private webinar. And one of the common questions that come up is the stubborn weight that, you know, people are attempting to eat healthy, get a good night's sleep, they're active, and it seems like they can't shed the pounds. So what can you tell us about this connection of the microplastics and weight gain?
Yes, and it causes a lot of frustration, Peggy, because when our body is burdened by all of these toxins, this is what will happen. The body will hold on to fat as an attempt to try to dilute or at least protect our organs from the assault of all of these toxins and microplastics and heavy metals, et cetera. So that takes place. And then on top of that, because it's creating such imbalances in our hormones and high levels of toxic forms of estrogen, and then because our liver is being overburdened and is not able to so efficiently detoxify all of these toxins and the toxic forms of estrogen. So that leads to a buildup, and that will slow our metabolism. And then on top of that, as our metabolism is slowing down, as the toxins are building up in our system, that creates a lot of havoc in our metabolism. And the body is basically trying to slow down to protect ourselves in a sense, you know, by holding on to fat. And because also these microplastics and toxins in general will slow down our metabolism because the body's also trying to conserve energy and trying to conserve that energy to then deal with everything that it has to deal with. Because as the inflammation levels increase, then insulin levels increase and other stress hormones like cortisol levels increase. And that causes an increase in belly fat. And that also causes a change and also increase in our blood sugar levels. So microplastics have even been linked to blood sugar imbalances and diabetes on top of everything else. So what happens then is with all of these hormone imbalances, the slowed metabolism, our detox pathways being overburdened and not able to detoxify as efficiently, all of these factors and more will then lead to weight gain on top of, as you were mentioning before, with our gut health. These microplastics cause the imbalance of the good and bad bacteria, and we get more of the bad bacteria, and that will then also cause hormone imbalances and slow down our metabolism, affect everything, and then that also will cause weight gain as well. When our good and bad bacteria are imbalanced, we will automatically gain weight on top of that.
Yeah, that all is making sense to me. And if you're talking about the gut and the digestion being interrupted, you may be eating and not even extracting the nutrients, you know, so your body is like, I still need these nutrients that are not getting through. And then the idea of hanging on to fat, thinking of the liver as the mail room again, it's like you're shipping something and you want to protect it. So you've got it in the bubble wrap. So our, speaking of plastics, so our body is trying to hold on to the fat as a barrier against some of these harmful elements. So it totally makes sense. So what we're going to talk about next is we want to hear about the remedies. But before we do that, I do want to let folks know that you are so generously offering a complimentary consultation. Let me just share my screen quickly here. Friends, this is what I did with Dr. Chari. But, you know, over the last few years, oh my gosh, I had that horrible nerve pain from overwork and stress and just burning the candle at both ends. And even though Dr. Chari does specialize in helping women lose weight, feel better in a natural way, helping people get off the prescription medications, she actually helped my husband, Pastor David. He lost about, oh my gosh, I think 12 to 14 pounds, just eliminating foods that he was sensitive to that he didn't realize. So if you are interested in a consultation, this is free of charge, please go to charicenter.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. This is not a sponsored video. This is information that I don't want to keep to myself because I benefited. And I'm grateful for Dr. Chari coming on the channel. She's so generous with her time and she's educating us here because she wants people to feel better.
Do you feel dismissed, brushed off, or ignored in your personal relationships by family members or by people at work? And you feel you're not even seen or heard for whatever you're saying? Or are you triggered by certain people? Or when you're reminded of a certain event that happened before and you're not able to get over it? Or are you trying to get over a recent breakup or divorce and you're just not able to clear it from your mind? I can help you in all those areas. My name is Deepak Chari. I'm an engineer and certified biofeedback specialist at the Chari Center of Health. And I have an advanced voice biofeedback technology and program that can quickly and easily clear any blocks holding you back in your life in all those areas I talked about, and even more. I've worked with people all over the US and world, and it's all done remotely, and I can do the same for you too.
To learn more or to schedule a complimentary 15-minute consult with me to see how advanced voice biofeedback technology can change your life, visit www.fastanxietyhelp.com. That's www.fastanxietyhelp.com. And I look forward to speaking with you.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You can have a free consultation via telemedicine. So I want everybody to take advantage of that. And now I'd love to hear what are the solutions for dealing with this onslaught of the microplastics.
Definitely. So I want everyone to know there is hope. There absolutely is hope because there's so many things that we can do. And just wanted to also mention that with the microplastics, the other reason it's important to clear them from our body is because they can lodge into our arteries as well. So it has been linked to high blood pressure and heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and other conditions. So that's why it's very important to be proactive. And again, absolutely. Now we're going to share the solutions.
Yay!
Yes. So this is the most exciting part. So as I mentioned before, that our brain tends to collect the greatest amount of these microplastics compared to other organs in our body, like the liver, kidneys, etc. So I'm going to start there. So what a lot of people don't realize is our brain has its own lymphatic system. It's our brains, you can consider it the immune system, as well as our body's way of clearing toxins and draining toxins from our body. And so it's very critical. You can think of it like a vacuum cleaner to just suck out all of these toxins. So our brain has its own drainage system. And the key is to activate your brain's drainage system to clear out these microplastics. What is needed is deep, restful sleep. Yes. So deep, restful sleep will actually activate your brain's drainage system to clear these microplastics from the body. And I know getting good quality sleep can always be a little bit tricky, but it's something that I think we all need to be aware of with our sleep hygiene in terms of, you know, maybe an hour before you go to bed, avoid using the computer, watching TV, maybe just play nice, relaxing music, have softer lighting. Just make a kind of a schedule for yourself to unwind at least an hour before bed. And then when you're going to bed, keep your cell phones away or airplane mode or keep them ideally in another.
Right. That's tough for people. You know, I'm shocked that I've seen people that actually sleep with their phone, and I've seen contraptions like they were being promoted as something really beneficial, like, oh, here's a little sleeve for your cell phone, like right over your mattress. So friends, don't do that. Leave your cell phone outside of your bedroom and, you know, behind the closed doors. That's an easy step that we can take to get that good night's sleep. But just know that sleep clears the lymphatic of the brain. I never knew that. That's going to help me get to bed earlier tonight.
Absolutely. It was inspiring to me too.
I love it.
So that's very important. And then the second step that we can do is intermittent fasting. And the time that you actually do your fasting will vary person to person. That's another topic altogether. But the importance of intermittent fasting is what's called autophagy, which is basically where the cells clear all their waste and they actually recycle their old parts and use them to help regenerate and repair cells. So that's another way of your cells actually clearing toxins. That can be done just by intermittent fasting from, you know, the time you eat dinner to the time you wake up in the morning. Again, the time period of that will vary person to person, but just know that will also help your body clear these toxins, as well as, of course, hydration, drinking pure water as much as possible.
Out of glass.
The glass, exactly. That's perfect. That's very important. And then purified water, seeing that you can get a filter that does clear microplastics, and you can look for them online, but that's very important because nowadays we need to do this. So very important to do that. And then eating foods with a lot of sulfur, meaning garlic, onions, and cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli, arugula, Brussels sprouts, though well-cooked. So well-cooked is very important. A lot of people eat them raw, but that's not so good for the thyroid.
Yeah, and I know that's really tough for some people on the digestion in terms of breaking the food down and eliminating it. And it's so interesting about the garlic, because I was just reading about how that also kills parasites. You know, so again, keeping the digestion healthy and everything running smoothly. So far, these are things that I can do. I mean, there's nothing difficult there. Intermittent fasting, we'll have to talk about that also on another show, but I normally eat around 11. So I'm extending my fast a little bit. Depending on my work day, sometimes I can eat a little late in the day, but I feel better. And I know a lot of my audience has said the same, that they eat a little bit later in the morning. So good to know it's good for us.
Absolutely. That's very important, actually. And that's great that you're doing that. I know you're always ahead of the curve, though. Peggy, you always are.
Thanks to you.
So wonderful. And so again, that water filter is very important. And this was a big one, is please, everyone, as much as possible, try to use a wooden cutting board and not a plastic one. Because when you're chopping the food on that plastic cutting board, the pieces of plastic are actually going into the food. This has been proven now. We need to go back and use our wooden cutting boards again. They're safe and you don't have to worry about this issue whatsoever.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. You're chopping the plastic right into your food.
Exactly. So old is gold sometimes,
yes,
right?
I like that.
And now this was something else, and I've never used these, but please avoid using dishwasher pods. And that's where people are putting these little plastic things in the dishwasher, which are not really biodegradable. And then it's leaching plastic everywhere is what they're finding. So just get a nice container of biodegradable dishwashing solution and use that in your dishwasher. And please avoid these dishwashing pods. Very important.
You know, you are so right, Dr. Chari. We've noticed that these detergents are becoming more and more caustic. I bet my dishes will get clean without any detergent. I'm going to try and experiment and see.
Wow, that's a great idea, Peggy.
And you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll report back. Let you know how it goes.
I'll be excited to know.
Yes. And
I can share with your viewers as well. There's a company called Miracle 2. And if you get the soap that's not the moisturizing soap, but the plain soap, you can use that in your dishwasher as well. And it's completely biodegradable.
Perfect. I will try that.
Benefits.
The number two, Miracle 2?
Yeah, Miracle and
two.
Number
okay.
two. Yeah,
I totally am going to check that out as well.
Okay, great. Terrific. And then coffee filters. So for anyone who drinks coffee, believe it or not, those filters have a lot of plastic. But you actually buy coffee filters that are more certified biodegradable. You know, these small steps, really, they add up. They really can enhance your health. So making these small steps. And this is another big one, Peggy, is sea salt. So unfortunately, because our oceans are so laden now and full of all of these plastics, so that's coming into our sea salt. So what they're recommending is using the sea salt from an ancient seabed and not from the ocean.
Oh.
That's really important. And so people can look that up as well. So again,
very
from an ancient seabed.
Okay.
And that will be very protective. And then another thing is, and I know this is going to seem like a lot, but tea bags. So tea bags also have plastics. And again, it's not a perfect world. It's not something you have to do every single time. But you may want to consider, you know, buy just loose tea and making it the old-fashioned way with the loose tea leaves instead.
Right.
And then, as we were mentioning before, you know, glass or stainless steel water bottles, very, very important. Cannot emphasize that enough. And the other thing is canned foods and canned beverages in general. So the reason is, well, on one hand, they have the heavy metals in aluminum, but on the other hand, they're also lined with plastic. And so that's being leached into the food. So it's not that you can't ever eat canned foods or things of that nature, but, you know, minimize it as much as possible. And with the canned beverages, you know, especially with the carbonated ones, with that carbonation, what's happening is they're leaching the aluminum into the drink. And on top of that, the plastic, which is lining it as well. So for those reasons, you know, avoid the canned as much as possible. And then cook with stainless steel as much as possible and avoid definitely the Teflon. That is very, very important. And this is another big one because I know everyone's short on time. But please avoid using microwaves as much as possible. And if you do, do not put any plastic into that microwave. Heat and plastic is the worst combination you can think of. And so I know it takes a little bit extra time, but I promise you that time to heat that food up in your stainless steel pan is well, well worth it, that extra few minutes. And that's why they call it nuking the food, right? On top of it. And so that's why when people are buying prepackaged plastic foods, as it is, putting that plastic food in the microwave and then heating that up, it's a disastrous combination on all fronts in terms of nutrition, in terms of they're now showing that it can weaken the immune system eating microwave foods. And then on top of that, with the heat in the plastic.
Yeah, I would say that to me, like that's the number one. And I don't even have a microwave oven. I never used it. I never liked it. And in our last two places where we've lived, we took the microwave oven out. We don't even have one. Friends, just eliminate that because like Dr. Chari says, it's a double whammy. No nutrition. You're heating the plastic and it does not sound very appealing anyway. What else have you got for us?
Yes, a couple more.
Okay.
If you use glass containers to store your food instead of plastic, you know, buy them from Amazon and use them regularly. In fact, if you get something that's in plastic, then you can put it in the glass container. It's well worth it and will minimize your exposure to these microplastics. And the other thing, again, is now this may be getting into seem nitty gritty, but even dental floss, believe it or not, you can buy dental floss that doesn't have the plastic because, you know, small differences can lead to big changes also. And staying hydrated, as we mentioned before. And the other thing is wearing natural fibers, you know, clothing-wise. Because they said if you're wearing polyester, nylon, or acrylic, you're basically wearing plastic. So wear, you know, as much natural fibers as you can.
I love that. I remember when you came on the webinar and we were talking about clothing. I mean, this actually is 100% cotton and this is silk. And it just feels good to wear it. The plastic polyester doesn't breathe, you sweat, it smells, all of that. So if you can, friends, make these simple changes. And you are speaking directly to my audience, Dr. Chari, because I did a whole series about natural dental care and some of the disasters that people experienced at the dentist. And my savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans mentioned the dental floss. And so the thing about the dental floss, that is very valid. And I know my audience appreciates that. So friends that are listening, isn't this incredible? I've learned so much. It's on the one hand concerning and on the other hand comforting because we know what we can do about it. And I think being empowered with these tips is so very important. And I want to thank you for that, Dr. Chari. Before I give you the last word, I want everybody to jot down charicenter.com. And that's where you can get information about Dr. Chari She is offering a complimentary 15-minute consultation. Those do book out quickly. So if you're interested, maybe you're having difficulty sleeping, whatever's going on in your life, anxiety, food sensitivities, weight gain, any of these things, Dr. Chari would be happy to, you know, in 15 minutes, what she can do, go over that with you and at least get you started in direction toward better health. So we covered a lot, Dr. Chari. Anything you'd like to add as we wrap up?
I just want everyone to feel encouraged that despite everything that our bodies are being exposed to, that there is so much that we can do and our bodies are designed to heal. They're designed to remove what is not supposed to belong there and to do it with ease and grace. And we can support our bodies. It's very important to support our bodies as much as possible and to be proactive. And I just love being here and sharing this information. And also, as Peggy was saying, I would be happy to speak with you because there is a lot that we can do to really cleanse our bodies with very advanced natural remedies that can effortlessly pull these toxins out of our body, which I customize for each person, so we can lead the life that we're meant to lead, which is in health and happiness and prosperity.
And I love that, Dr. Chari. Well, you're always so upbeat and positive. And of course, our emotions have a great impact on our health. And as you say, to feel empowered, our body wants to be well. It's seeking health and wellness, and we can support. These are doable, simple changes, and even incorporating just a few will make a world of difference. I also love how you said that you customize your recommendations for each individual. So friends, if you just joined us or came onto the show late, Dr. Chari is a medical doctor. So she stood up, educated people, and brought sound solutions and remedies. And that's what she's sharing. And friends, I want you to know that our next get together, we're going to talk about seed oils because that's on everybody's mind as well. In my opinion, and I know you share this, Dr. Chari, the most empowering thing we can do is to take care of ourselves. That is where our power lies. I personally can't stop the other things that are going on, but I can take care of myself and be empowered to handle whatever comes up. Thank you again, Dr. Chari.
Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you for spending time with us. Visit us at charicenter.com and fastanxietyhelp.com. And join us on the Chari Center Health and Wellness Show on UK Health Radio.